The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Preparation for Yom Le'Rayim with Hadav L'Shemayri. My parents left me, and Hashem gathered me. We are continuing the beautiful Mizmor, the David Hashem Oiri. It's interesting, it's not even called Mizmor David, it's called the David. This is the essence of David. This is the essence of what we all strive for. Dveikus b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's our tshuva, to get back to a higher level of interaction with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And to get that feeling that David Melch had, that I don't have to be afraid of anything. The only thing that's important to me is to develop that keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a deeper level. We saw the previous psukim that we read the last few days, how David HaMelech is saying, from what's inside me, there's a call coming out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, please, beseech me. And David HaMelech answers, I hear the voice, and I'm going to beseech you to bring myself closer to your HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And right afterwards he says, even when I may not behave properly and I'm deserving that Hashem should look away from me, please just always be with me, because I know it's Rosi HaYisa, you're the one who has saved me, and you're the Keishi. This is one of the ways to mechazik always our bitochen and our desire to have a closer relation with Hashem, to think of the past, how many times we thought we were in impossible situations and we've got past it and we're still alive and well, each one on his level. And now, David Mel is adding another pasuk. Ki ovi v'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasveini. My parents have left me, and Hashem has gathered me. Could be it's partly on David Melch himself. David Melch, as we know, he was brought up as an outcast when Shmuel came to look for the son of Yishai to anoint as a king. He didn't even look at David Melch until there was nothing left, so they had to go to David. The person was forsaken in many ways by everybody. There's a whole question if he's considered legitimate, if he's permitted to marry into the Jewish nation, till they passed him that his mother was a Moavis, a female Moavite Georgis, and Russia, love of the capital. But the idea of Avi Vimi is, whether it be the physical parents or anybody, there's nobody in this world that we could fully rely on, because they're not always with us. They don't live forever, and even when they're alive, when we're with them, we're with them. When we're not with them, we're not with them. Hashem is always with us. He's always aware where we are, what we're going through. That's the reason why we can have true bitachon Hashem. Because Hashem is always with us, so we're never in a position,
Kol HaLashon,
and we're never in the time, in a state that we're neglected, we're by ourselves. So that's basically what David HaMelech is saying. I recognize that the level of your hashgacha and mine is more than any human being, even the closest human being, even the parent who cares so much about the child. But the level of hashgacha they have on the children is nothing near the level of hashgacha that Hashem has on us. He says, "Hashem, yes, Hashem, we know the midas harachmin." So this is something to think about. We're in Elul. Today happens to be the turning point of Elul. We are now more than halfway towards Rosh Hashanah, halfway through Elul. Elul is a time of tremendous rachamim and hashamayim. there's different drushes. We're not going to say the drushes, but the point of many of different drushes is that the time to be ma'ir rachem is in Elul. If we do a good job in Elul, then we come to Yayim Adin and Rosh Hashanah, and we're in a good position. And if we wait till Rosh Hashanah, it may chas v'shalom even be too late. It's nice to think of that. Hashem has faith. Hashem is just waiting to gather us, to bring us back to Him. But we have to make ourselves compatible to Him. And to think, number one, of how thankful we are that we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ashir le'zamer, like Tovah Mel said in the few psukim beforehand, Ashir le'zamer le'Hashem, always full of zmiros, always look at the positive, not focusing on the negative. But together with that, realizing there are situations that we are causing chas v'sholom a certain level of hestepon and distancing ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not davening the way we should and reacting to situations the way we should. And now's the time to make the cheshbon ha-nefesh. I recognize the most important thing in life is oponecho. That's what we're mevakesh. That's what we want. We want to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we make that cheshbon ha-nefesh, this is what's so important to me and what's so necessary for my family. The world is going through so many different situations, which we see we have no control over. There's so much confusion. Let the world be confused. We have it clear. We have it straight. We know where we're going. And we know the way to succeed with ourselves and our families. Mitzvah Hashem, with that, we'll, after appreciating how fortunate we are to be the Am Hashem, looking a little bit into our midas, into our tefillas, Nevi Hashem, and put a little more effort into it. Mitzvah Hashem, that'll bring us to the Hashem, Yasein Hashem, with a gathered to us together to be with Him and His beautiful world of the fun of happiness and strength and goodness within.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.